Chapter 4. Scimitar. A cozy relationship had existed between the SBS and the SAS and private security companies for years by the time I showed up on the scene in 1999, which made sense because we possessed skills that could easily be transferred from one to the other. Many of us spoke multiple languages, and our proficiencies included counterinsurgency, hostage rescue, snatch and grabs, and security and surveillance, skills that became increasingly in demand in an era of terrorism and asymmetrical warfare. One of the first SAS officers to transfer the expertise he had acquired in the regiment to private business was Major David Walker, a bright gent with a sterling reputation and political connections high up in the Conservative Party. He had served as a battalion leader on difficult deployments in Northern Ireland and South America, experiences that made him an expert in fighting rural and urban terrorists. Seeing an opportunity to provide security services to private companies and high-profile individuals, Major Walker retired from the Brit Mill in 1974 and became managing director of a company called Control Risks. 3 years later, Walker bought out the small outfit within the company dedicated to covert paramilitary operations and renamed it Keeney Meeney Services, KMS. Keeney Meeney is Swahili for the movement of a snake through the grass. His new company quickly landed a lucrative contract to train and supervise the special forces of the new Sultan of Oman. Coincidentally, a few years earlier, Walker had helped the new Sultan depose his father in a bloodless coup. As General Nigel R. had done with Serac in Qatar, Major Walker used his relationship with the Sultan to help get KMS off the ground. Filling the company's ranks with highly skilled veterans from the SAS, SBS, and Royal Marines, Walker signed contracts with King Fahd of Saudi Arabia to guard the king and his advisers, and with the governments of Pakistan and Sri Lanka to train their special forces. President Nimeiri of Sudan hired KMS to help conduct paramilitary operations against insurgents.